The owner of the studio, Gary Crandall, visited KPCW, telling us he's working with Park City on an approval for a hotel.
In fact, we've been in negotiations with Marriott to build a new Residence Inn out there. The only problem is there's a staging agreement with the development agreement with the city. And so we've actually this past week we asked the city if we could meet so we could see if we could do a little changing on if we could start the hotel instead of the office building and stuff and do a little changing around.
You said they have to work out a question about the density.
The development agreement states 100 keys, but the size of the hotel is like 112,000 feet. So that's about 50% bigger than what 100 keys would take. So either we'd like to add more keys, more rooms, or be able to use that density in some other location.
Besides the hotel, they're also looking at some commercial buildings, office space, and three smaller studio spaces. Studio spokesman Marshall Moore said that can help when the major studio space is occupied.
Because a show like Yellowstone will come in and rent it indefinitely, really, whereas a commercial may need it just for 2 or 3 days or a week. So this will give us some flexibility and also to host other types of events, even corporate team building events or anybody that needs a large space, it'll help with that. But yeah, when you have a long-term client in there, you lock them in and there's really nobody else that can use it unless you have some other way.
Crandall acquired ownership of the studio last year, settling a legal dispute with original developer Greg Erickson. But he noted that Erickson went through the struggle before him of getting an approval from Park City.
This was his dream and his pushing through. I got involved in it the end of October of 2014, and all of that had gone through. We're really the new kids on the block. In a business decision, he needed to get started by a certain date or he was going to lose his permit and wouldn't be able to be able to build the facility. So even though he didn't have complete financing, he started the production or started the building. And then just a few months later, it had gotten where he was unable to make any of those payments. And so when we got involved, there was about over $6 million worth of mechanics liens that were attached to the property. They had closed up. They weren't building. They had basically moved off site. And there was no roof on the facility, and it really was in a mess. And so we had heard about it, and we said, hey, we'd like to participate in it. So that's when we got involved in it.
He also explained why the facility is now the Utah Film Studios rather than named after Park City.
We think it's bigger than just Park City. We think it's, it is the largest facility in Utah, and we wanted to get away from some of the past bad history that you mentioned. And so we thought a more appropriate name would be Utah Film Studios.
Utah Film Studios owner Gary Crandall and spokesman Marshall Moore. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.